very positive, very supportive. Certainly being for the distance he is away from the football club. And the time zones and all of that. He certainly now has a clearer picture of what's gone on or what's been going on. And I think that he's had that from more than one angle. So certainly in the last 2 months, he would have had, which would have been an important 2 months, he would have had a clearer picture now of what's gone on in that period of time. And more importantly, what went on in January. Because February is a result of what didn't perhaps happen in January. Where, you know, as I said before, we're going up to Nottingham Forest the weekend. When I was in charge of them, I took over a team that was down at the bottom, a very similar situation to what is going on here at this moment in time. For instance, played Leeds United at home, lost 4-0 at home at the City Ground, lost 4-0 at home. 5 months later, went back up to Elland Road and won 7-3. Brought five players in that were good players for the football club. Changed, took the pressure off a lot of the players that were already playing. So 50% of the team hadn't been had any pain inflicted on them from recent defeats. So it changed everything to a positive way. So I think that window has been a real bugbear. And then lo and behold, all of a sudden you start on February, I think it was February the 3rd when Jonathan Grounds got injured. And then that was the start of our problematic February, really, because we didn't have anybody naturally to go in there. Experienced enough. Then all of a sudden, sooner or later, you knew that you'd pick up an injury or two or a suspension or two. We did that. And then all of a sudden, we've gone from three midfield players that were playing and had some great success together in Czech, in Mikel and David Davis, and Craig Gardner sprinkled in with them as well on a couple of occasions, but then Craig picked up a calf strain. We'd had some really good results, and since then we haven't been able to get the dynamics right of that midfield that we had with a number 10 and two sixes, or a six and an eight. No matter what we tried, and we tried a couple of things, we couldn't get that right in there. But, you know, I suppose a fair bit of that explaining the other night helped to clarify a situation for him. Like I said, he was very, very good. I had a very private chat with him. He was incredibly supportive. He came in the following day, spoke to the players collectively, and then quite a few of them individually, which was something that under normal circumstances as a manager, you're not sure that you would perhaps want that. But I was quite happy for that to happen because I had a pretty good idea what would come out of the players' mouths. So I was totally fine with that.
On Saturday, you faced quite a lot of hostility. We saw some projectiles being thrown, that sort of thing. You know, you might not be on social media, but you'll be aware of some of the things that have been written and the fact that that's continued to be hostile. Is there a point at which you go home and think, well, actually, I don't want this anymore, or I don't want to carry on with this? Did that go through your mind at all over the course of last weekend?
Well, I think there is some hurt in it, for sure. There's no point in me trying to say that you're not hurt by it. But I think the hurt and the disappointment is probably a measure of what you put into things. You know, it's always on the same line that I think we have a good set of supporters here, a good set of fans, irrespective of what happened last weekend. I think they're really good here. I saw that last season and I've saw it times this season. But obviously I'm the only one that speaks, aren't I? So, you know, when we don't get anyone in January, whether they think I didn't want to get anyone in January is wide of the mark. So they might think, what's he doing there? But there was plenty to be done there, I can assure you of that. Or assure them of that. I understand where they are. I am sorry for our performances over the last month. They haven't been good enough. There has been, I think, mitigating circumstances why we couldn't continue that flow from January. Like I said, you know, the disruptions in the midfield definitely didn't help us. Then all of a sudden, we've gone back to playing Maxim at left back, because I think that he is probably the best person suited to be able to do that, certainly in a back four anyway. So those injuries didn't help us. We had a couple of games at home where, you know, you would expect us to take points from, in the Millwall game and the Barnsley game. And both of those games, had we taken the chances that had come our way before they scored their goal, I'm pretty sure we would have gone on and won the game. All the things that we worked on, even the little crossover and the switch for the cross for the first Barnsley goal, we'd worked on that on the Friday. But I think that's where, to be fair, you know, the lads are honest enough, which is probably why, you know, there's a couple of them that have obviously come out and said positive things and supported me. They didn't need to do that this week. They could have kept their heads low and not involved. But we do the work. So it's not like we go out there every day of the week and just have a five-a-side and then finish and then go home. So we've worked on a lot of stuff, and, you know, there's not enough of it that has come to fruition for us. I get the supporters where they are. You know, we've had this conversation, sat here now with Tom. Tom says to me, and said to me many a times, you get it. I do get it. And like I said, I'm sorry about the performances that we've given over the last month. There's nothing more than I want here than to be manager of this football club and us to be successful. It's a great club. We do have great fans here. So I think that what's happened, obviously in the media world, it does happen that things will get hyped up about something being thrown at me. Like, you know, like I joked earlier about it being a coke bottle. It's the only way I can quantify it. I'm fine with it. It's no problem. Like I said, I did ask the guy for a Diet Coke and not a fat-free one. So, you know, so that's the only way I can throw that off. I've got no problems. The guy wants to come along and see me, I'll buy him a bottle of Coke and give him his Coke back, but it won't be one of them. They're no good for your teeth, them full fat ones. I'll have to be a diet one or sugar-free.
Just a final one from me. And I appreciate this is sort of a bit of a double-edged sort of a question, but I think it begs asking that you come back onto the training ground this week. You see those players again. We know that January didn't go well. You look at those players now. You look at the fixtures to come.
Yeah.
Do you believe you've got the raw material there now to see this through and keep the team out of the bottom three come May?
You mean with everybody fit and available? Do you mean that? Because we can't afford too many disruptions. We can't afford that, you know. But yeah, I do think that we have got enough in our locker to stay up. Yeah.
But you have to weather that storm if there are disruptions.
Of course, yeah. I mean, I have to weather that, and so do they. But, you know, if you'd have asked too many of our, you know, asked too many people who they would play, they would be split between who does what job, and, you know, most of the regular supporters that watch us, Maxim's the best one to go in there at left back. That does disrupt the back four, and that disrupts the relationship he had going with Jack McGomer on that right hand side, and it doesn't help when you've got two of your three midfield players missing as well, especially two of your real energetic ones. That has been a big miss to us. But that's just something, you know, whether it's me or whether it's anybody else, that's still a problem that has to be overcome.
Just dwelling on the chairman seeing you, if I can, you mentioned to him about January. Did he accept that the club hadn't supported you well enough?
Well, like I said, I think a lot of it might get lost in translation, Tom.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the best way and the most diplomatic way I can put that one. But, you know, there was targets that, you know, we could have got and never got. But that certainly would have helped us. And like I said, now I think the chairman has now got a clearer picture.
And that, okay, he's aware of the situation, and that was key for you. The fans, Richard mentioned it earlier, but I suppose really, and this sounds like a statement, I apologise in advance, but the only real way to win them over, of course, is to win games.
Yeah. Well, look, you guys have probably worked close enough with me for quite a few months now. So I think trying to win those games and the effort that we've put into trying to win those games has never come up short. The detail that goes into training, it hasn't come up short. There is, when I look back on the games, there's nothing I would change, because there isn't anything I could particularly change. So there's a lot of thought gone into picking the team. You know, when you pick the team, you have to bear in mind, you see them on the training ground, you see their fitness levels, you see their confidence levels. But then you get a glimpse of that once a week for an hour and a half when they actually go out on the pitch. And I think that, you know, when we have gone on the pitch, we have been more nervous at home than we are away, because I think then a few of them haven't been able to deal with what I would call the big club expectation. And that is nothing to do with our supporters, because we are a big club and they expect big things from a big club. And that's absolutely right, because I expect that as well. But it doesn't stop them being nervous. It doesn't stop that moment, if you know what I mean. So it's fine when we're winning or when we get our noses in front, then they grow into the game. But if we go a goal behind, then, you know, that's when they do really have to be strong and stand up and be counted and go through it and do the things that we've done on the training ground that make successes of moments and build those moments more into 90 minutes and have more moments than non-moments and mistakes, if you know what I mean. If you have a look, there's an individual mistake with most goals in football. What is sort of difficult is when you've made two or three in the same phase that ends up in the back of your net.
Yeah. Just moving on to Forest. Again, I'm sure you've been in the game long enough to know that they'll be in their dressing room ahead of the game and they'll be saying, that club's in turmoil. You know, this is a great opportunity for us. Can you use that in your own dressing room in a positive way?
Yeah, I think that we'll have a very good following there. Mm-hmm. Because we have a good following wherever we go, because it's a big club. So I think that from our side of the coin, we can go there and we can use it in a positive way for ourselves also. You know, there are lots of times, if you have a look at some of the teams that we've beaten before we've played the game, people wouldn't have said we've gone and won the games, and yet we've gone and won them. So, you know, it's about us trying to get enough wins now to get us over the line, keep the club safe. You know, it's something I want more than anything. I want that. I wanted that last year, and I was only here for three games. So the work that got put into last year, I certainly don't want that to go to waste this year.
What do you expect from Forest on the pitch?
I expect them to be probably more defensively organised under Aitor. I think Mark Warburton there was playing a very attack-minded game, so their results were, at the time, they were sort of a little bit more win and lose. They didn't draw many games, I think, when we played them last time. I think there'll be certainly more draws probably now under Aitor than there perhaps will be losses, but that's not, you know, one way or another against that. Those two managers have their own philosophies, but you just asked me what I think Forest will be like.
Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.